We're good. Yep. All right, we're gonna call the meeting to order. If you please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first up is the approval of the minutes from July 27th. Any changes or discussion on those? And then those will be approved, and the treasurer's report for the month of July. Any discussion on that? All right, hearing none, that will be filed for audit. I do not have anything to report for the president's report. We will move on to the chief's report.
All right, for July, we've got a total of five fire incidents, none of which were structure fires, 72 medical emergencies, seven motor vehicle accidents, and one water incident. We had six hazardous conditions incidents, two service calls, 16 good intent calls, and four false alarms, for a total of 113 runs for July. That puts us at 760 through the end of July, and actually it's a little bit behind where we were this time last year. So really have an explanation for that. Under community risk reduction, we had two PR events. We had attended a total of eight public relations events, conducted three inspections, and had one plan review and one permit for July. Training in July, a total of 544.75 hours. Numbers up, we had the two-week orientation class in there, so that kind of counts towards that. So that's probably a little bump in the numbers. And just to let you know, we're gonna, the next, we have the training tower at South Platte right in the next 2 days. So it's gonna be a little warm. Any cool thoughts you can send us would be great. Under health and safety, all the blood work is done to be ready for the physicals in September, and the SCBA fit tests were completed. Under maintenance, a few updates on here. The 2005 Precision is still in service. The 2010 Pierce is still out of service, but we have received the parts, so it should be fixed here before too long. And the 2017 Precision apparatus is back in service. We still have the newest tanker that's out of service, just waiting on an open time to get into the to the diesel shop. It has some alarm with the motor that keeps going off, but they've got to dive into a little bit deeper. So you see under administration, we did have in July, we did have a truck committee meeting working on the specs for the new pumper. We did attend hot summer nights. It was definitely hot. Turnout was kind of low compared to previous years. Had an operations meeting, I attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting, and I had the first online meeting with ESO who set up our new software. So there's a few of those things in the works, and they're starting to build out our system on their end. Under the if you receive my email, under the Platte County issue, we are not having our our tax levy hearing tonight, because since they went to a charter form of government, everything went back 30 days. So the filing deadlines are 30 days later and so forth. So we should have those by the second week of September, so we can have the hearing at the September meeting. And that's all I have, unless you have any other questions.
Did we make that call, I think it was up at W, in the boat ramp of the boat, the other boat, the people?
Just the other day, yeah.
Can you just fill us in what's wrong, what happened with that?
My understanding was the bigger boat, basically ran over the top of the smaller one that was still stationary, and my understanding was a total of 11 people in the smaller boats, and 9 of whom were transported, one in serious condition, the others were in, I think officially they're said that minor condition, but that's pretty ugly injuries, but thankfully no fatality.
Questions? Okay, thank you. We don't have any public comment, no old business, no new business. Our next meeting is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021 at 7 p.m. I will move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
Yes. Brian?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.